from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Just wanted to kind of start with your overall assessment of what you've seen from Jonathan Isaac so far.
I like his game. I mean, he's coming in as a young guy. You can see no fear. He has a great understanding of the game, defensively as well as offensively. So we're excited to have him and looking forward to his watching his growth.
When you look at the success of the Magic in the past, obviously it started with the front court with Shaquille O'Neal and then with Dwight Howard. Can Jonathan, even though he's a different body type, can he be that resurgence of the front court, in your opinion?
I think he's one of the guys that we can count on. I think, you know, we don't want to rush him. You know, he's young. He's got to get used to the NBA, the physicality of the NBA. But his versatility and understanding of the game is going to give him an opportunity to really help his franchise.
The NBA has obviously changed from when you were playing as what the center was supposed to look like to what it is now. So just what you can say about, you know, how somebody like Jonathan Isaac can be that stretch and give you different things, give you different opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, you know, just his ability to play different positions, you know, to utilize his length as well as his skill set. Hopefully have mismatches, especially with the way the game is played now, with the floor spread out. I think it's going to be good for him in the season.
How much different does it look to you from when you play to watching these guys right now? I mean, what are the things that stand out the most?
The fouls. I mean, just what's a foul now would never have been a foul back when I played. But you can also see, you know, the excitement of the game, the way the floor is spread. I understand why the rules are where they are, but I'm a traditionalist. I like the way the game was back then, so I'm always rooting for old school basketball.
And when you look, I mean, would you like to see? Do you think there would ever be a return to that, or has it essentially switched to, you know, the scoring seems to be the importance, and in college basketball as well, there's a lot more fouls called, and used to be, like you said, the physicality of the game when you were playing was a lot different. Will we see that full cycle, like, go back to what it used to be, or are we never going back there?
I don't know. Basketball is always changing. You know, it's always evolving. You know, back in my day, you would never thought of you know, spreading the floor the way we do now, with the floor is popping and all the time shooting jump shots. So, you know, it's exciting to see how the game has changed. I'm excited to see how it's going to change in the future. And hopefully we will see the resurgence of the big man at some point in time, because I think that's just a lost art, and that's a part of the game that we can integrate back into basketball.
Marcus Georges Hunt, just what you can say about what he's been to the team to get back to the summer league roster, just what you've been able to take away from him in the backcourt.
He's just been a strong veteran presence for us on the court. It kind of calmed us down. He had the ability to score for us, get to the foul line, and makes plays for us, especially on the defensive end. He gets his hands on a lot of basketballs, a lot of deflections. So he's one of the calming presence we have on the court and feel at ease when he's out there.
With the Magic now and looking forward in the current scheme of what the environment is here, how important is this summer league and how important is this roster? Because obviously these guys are not only trying to get a job from the Magic, but from anybody in the NBA. So when you look at this roster, how much work goes into the focus on who's here and what you have? Is there opportunities for some of these guys?
Yeah, there's always opportunities. And, you know, like you said, you're always looking for whether a hidden gem, whether it's a rookie who's getting his first sniff at the NBA, or whether it's a guy who's been in the D League or overseas and, you know, had a chance to develop his game and come back and see how he works out. So with the added roster spots and the way that the G League is working now, this is a great opportunity for guys to get a good look and for us to see who we may have a chance to put on the roster.